the second death, Satan rushes into the midst of his followers and tries to stir up the multitude to action. But fire from God out of heaven is rained upon them, and the great man and the mighty man, the noble, the poor and miserable, all are consumed together. I saw that some were quickly destroyed while others suffered longer. They were punished according to the deeds done in the body. Some were many days consuming, and just as long as there was a portion of them unconsumed, all the sense of suffering remained. Said the angel, "The worm of life shall not die, their fire shall not be quenched, as long as there is the least particle for it to prey upon." Satan and his angels suffered long. Satan bore not only the weight and punishment of his own sins, but also of the sins of the redeemed host which had been placed upon him, and he must also suffer for the ruin of souls which he had caused. Then I saw Satan, and all the wicked host were consumed, and the justice of God was satisfied, and all the angelic host, and all the redeemed saints with a loud voice said, "Amen." Said the angel, "Satan is the root, his children are the branches. They are now consumed, root and branch. They have died an everlasting death. They are never to have a resurrection, and God will have a clean universe." I then looked and saw the fire which had consumed the wicked burning up the rubbish and purifying the earth. Again I looked and saw the earth purified. There was not a single sign of the curse. The broken, uneven surface of the earth now looked like a level, extensive plain. God's entire universe was clean, and the great controversy was forever ended. Wherever we looked, everything upon which the eye rested was beautiful and holy, and all the redeemed host, old and young, great and small, cast their glittering crowns at the feet of their Redeemer and prostrated themselves in adoration before him and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. The beautiful new earth with all its glory was the eternal inheritance of the saints. The kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven was then given to the saints of the Most High, who were to possess it forever, even forever and ever. End of Early Writings by Ellen G. White.